Welcome to Historical Jesus. I'm Mark Vinette. Appointed by the Romans as King of Judea, King Herod's reign was defined by great architectural projects, canny diplomacy, and tyrannical behavior. Herod even appears as an unlikely and unlikable character in the Nativity Saga, the king who ordered the execution of children in an effort to kill Jesus. But did this really happen? Let's listen to different voices offer a historical and spiritual analysis of one of the most shocking gospel tales, the Massacre of the Innocents.
For most Jews at the time Jesus was born, Herod was their king in name only. More than anything, Herod wanted to hold on to his throne, and if betraying his people to the Romans helped him stay on the throne, then he was more than willing. To ensure he had no challengers, he had killed two brother-in-laws, his own brother, and his wife. So when the three wise men stopped to visit with Herod, asking him about the Messiah's imminent arrival, it comes as no surprise that Herod would see the holy infant as a rival he could not tolerate. When the visitors from the east fail to return to tell Herod where Jesus is, he flies into a rage and orders the massacre of all of the babies in and around Bethlehem. But Jesus is saved by his earthly father, Joseph, who follows the direction of the angel of God and takes the holy family into Egypt. Alas, this was not the case for the other babies in the region, as we will hear in the Gospel of Matthew. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled since they were no more. These holy babies died not only for Christ, but actually instead of Christ. St. Augustine called them buds killed by the frost of persecution the moment they showed themselves.
The holy innocents, the babies martyred in Bethlehem by Herod's wrath. The gospel reading is Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 18. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. Joseph rose, took the child and his mother by night, and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled, since they were no more. Here in the heart of the joy and power of the Christmas octave, we have the terror and tragedy of the death of the babies in Bethlehem. In every generation, in every era, there is profound tragedy over what humans can do to others in moments of profound evil. Pick your genocide, pick your war, pick all sorts of social evils. Pick everything where one group of people is attacking another without justice. Talk about the ways in which human rights are just trampled down and completely ignored, and people are harmed and abused and tortured and killed. In every era, in every generation, the tragedy that we hear for the holy innocents bubbles up and echoes. Why do the innocent suffer such terrible costs? Why do the innocent have to be hurt? We sit with that profound mystery of evil and pain, that here, because of the wrath of King Herod, because of his desire to stamp out this newborn king, all of these innocent baby boys, 2 years old and under, will die, ripped from their mother's arms, slaughtered before their eyes. When we talk about that kind of pain, we have to wrestle with the very heart of our ability to have free will, to make choices, some choices which can lead to utter destruction and death. Herod made a choice out of his desire to make sure there were no rivals, no one to come and overthrow him. He killed all these innocent babies. We can look at where human greed and human pride and all sorts of other vices coalesce to cause all sorts of pain and suffering. And we have to acknowledge the reality that this is present in our world. We have to have open eyes to see these tragedies so that we can acknowledge that we will do whatever we can to stop them. We know that the darkness is real. And we have this stark reminder today, as these babies are slaughtered in Bethlehem, that wherever we see injustice, evil, oppression, wherever sin is raising up its head and causing destruction, to do what we can and bring that light to bear in the darkness around us. This is not an easy task. This, in fact, will challenge us to the core and sometimes force us to take a good look at our own values, our own assumptions, our own convictions. The world is a messy place, and there's a lot of different issues that are constantly woven together. And as we strive to do what's right, good, holy, and true, to face whatever darkness, whatever evil is present, wherever possible, to be present to this human suffering, this human pain, and alleviate it in any way that I can. We remember the babies who died in Bethlehem because of Herod's wrath. As we put our hope in that baby born in Bethlehem, who would give his life for the life of the world.
Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth, and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation, and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not.
Holy Innocents. The Holy Innocents are the children mentioned in the account of Jesus' birth in Matthew's Gospel. When the Magi came to Jerusalem to find and adore baby Jesus, the newborn King of Jews, King Herod requested that they inform him of the child's location under the pretense of offering him adoration too. After paying the child homage and offering him their gifts, the wise men were warned in a dream not to betray Jesus' location and departed for their home country by another route. Meanwhile, the Holy Family was warned by an angel to flee into Egypt. King Herod fell into a jealous rage over the Magi's failure to report back to him. He ordered all of the baby boys, aged 2 years and under, to be killed, according to the appearance of the Bethlehem star to the three wise men, in an attempt to kill the baby Jesus. These baby boys died not only for Christ, but in his stead. The Church venerates them as martyrs. It is uncertain how many children were killed, whether a small number or in the thousands. The Latin Church instituted the Feast of the Holy Innocents in the 5th century. The Basilica of St. Paul, outside the walls of Rome, is believed to possess the bodies of several of the Holy Innocents.
The Holy Innocents is also known as Childermass. These are the first martyrs of the Church. They were the children of Israel who were killed by King Herod in his quest to find the baby Jesus to kill. They gave their lives so that the life of the newborn king could survive.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 16. When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. The Gospel of the Lord. The Holy Innocents. When they sacrificed their lives for a name they did not know, they shed their blood just as he would. The Holy Innocents died because of him and for him. They gave their precious lives so that God's plan could be fulfilled in him. The Innocents proclaimed Christ not in speech, but by death alone. These precious souls fulfilled their singular purpose. They did not die in vain.
Next time, we'll focus mainly on the historical analysis of the Holy Innocents' New Testament tale. I'm Mark Vinette. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.